see where there are cardiac device failures in the southeast, and concerns have been raised by paramedics and ambulance workers with regard to it. They're not happy about I suppose the timing it takes to recalibrate or whatever it is with the actual device. It can take up to 5 minutes, and we know that minutes are crucial with regard to cardiac. So hopefully it's not an issue in the fleet in the northwest. But I'd imagine, and I would say, and I would hope, you know, that there is a review of this equipment taking place in this region and indeed throughout the country.
You mentioned there very quickly on regarding the importance of the cardiac care, and as seconds are crucial, and I suppose this adds further stress to those that are those involved.
It does, and it will add stress, I suppose, to obviously to the individual that may be having the cardiac arrest, but it's also a major concern and worry for the paramedics and the staff who arrive on the scene or arrive to an incident to deal with this. So, look, hopefully it's not an issue in the northwest. We're not aware of it having become an issue here, but obviously we do need to see this equipment examined all over the country, nationally.